Good afternoon. A warm front continues to press through interior New York and New England with scattered showers and some heavier bursts of rain. More importantly, the humidity levels are climbing substantially and it's becoming more sticky outside, which will lead to some heavier downpours. We'll also have to see behind the front if any sun breaks out. If we get some breaks of sun, the instability will only increase today, and with the high moisture content, more showers and storms are possible by mid to late afternoon and into the evening. Some of the storms could produce heavy downpours, leading to localized flash flooding. If we do get higher instability, some places could see some stronger storms with wind gusts and hail. Overnight tonight, the activity will quiet down a bit. And after topping out in the 70s today, readings will dip back into the 60s. And even though we won't have much rain in the forecast overnight, we will have areas of locally dense fog. This will last into the early morning hours tomorrow, then we'll dry things out a bit. We still run the risk of an isolated shower passing by behind the front as it moves on through. However, most of tomorrow will be dry, and with in-and-out sunshine, highs will make it back into the lower 80s. High pressure will build in tomorrow night and lead to a nice day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds again in the lower 80s with comfortable humidity. The humidity will start to build back in Monday and especially Tuesday as temperatures warm with a big ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft. We'll have a good amount of sunshine both days in the middle to upper 80s, and that will lead to good viewing of the eclipse on Monday with only a few clouds in the sky. By the middle to latter portion of next week, we'll introduce the chance of showers and thunderstorms back into the forecast. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the lower Hudson Valley south into central Virginia. Strong instability will develop along the I-95 corridor, and with effective shear increasing from 25 to 40 knots, a mixed mode of multicells and perhaps a couple of supercells will favor isolated wind gusts to around 60 miles per hour. This will be conducive for scattered wind damage, and a marginal risk for a tornado is possible from the Chesapeake Bay vicinity into this environment to the north. South of this area, heat advisories are out for the eastern Carolinas. While temperatures will be in the typical 90s for these locations, the dew points will be in the mid to upper 70s, which will bring the heat index into the 105 to 108 degree range through the afternoon. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Harvey, located about 55 miles west of Barbados. Harvey is moving toward the west near 18 miles per hour, and a continued westward motion with an increase in forward speed is expected over the next couple of days. On the forecast track, Harvey will move through and then beyond the Windward Islands and into the eastern Caribbean Sea during the rest of the day today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, mid-80s. Boston, mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 80. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 95, set in 1913. And the record low, 40 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:52 p.m. 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and more humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and very humid with showers and thunderstorms likely today, some on the stronger side, with highs around 80. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with fog overnight around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Any showers or storms this evening will give way to mostly cloudy skies with areas of fog tonight and lows in the middle 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and more humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, areas of fog overnight in the middle and upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy, some fog overnight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, just a passing shower, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and dry, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity, lower 80s Sunday. Mostly sunny and warmer Monday, mid 80s. More humidity Tuesday in the upper 80s. And scattered showers and storms Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.